Welcome to Entrepreneur Eats, a conversation about business and community with a side of eats. My name is Deanna Smith, and I'm your host. Have you noticed that Grand Avenue is being renovated? When it's done, traffic will be much easier, and the heart of our business community will be much more beautiful. While it may be more challenging to shop and dine there right now, it would be grand to have you make an extra effort to support the businesses downtown. I am sitting across from Colleen McKinnon.
Hi.
So, and we want to talk about Measure I.
Oh, that's very exciting.
I know. So many people don't really know Measure I is even on the ballot.
Really?
Yes.
We got to work on that.
We are working on it as we speak.
That's wonderful.
So tell me about Measure I.
So Measure I is a sales tax increase.
Sales tax. No one likes sales tax.
No one likes sales tax. But that's why I think you should lead with it when you're talking about it. Because I feel like I need to be clear. I'm not trying to like sneak this by with all the benefits without mentioning, yes, we are going to have to pay 1 cent on every dollar for purchases in Escondido, not on like medicine or groceries or anything like that, but like your Target run, 1 cent on a dollar.
Okay.
And so like the math on that, let's say you spend, $5,000 a year at Target, like it's going to cost you an extra $50 a year. The other part about the sales tax is that it ends in 20 years. And it has to be voted on again. The council can't just be like, oh, we're going to keep it because we like the money. No, it has to go back to the general public to get approved if we decide we want to keep it. It has to come as a new measure.
Okay.
So we can't renew it. It expires. It's done in 20 years.
All right. So if we vote yes and it passes, then it's only going to happen for 20 years.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
The third thing that it does is establishes a citizens oversight committee. So not only do we have money coming in, we have a whole new group of people watching and auditing our finances, which I think is going to be a really big benefit for Escondido.
I agree, because people don't really know where all of our money goes until somebody gives us a report.
Exactly.
And so sometimes we're like, well, who made this report? And tell us more.
Yeah.
So are you saying that this oversight committee is going to help us understand where this 1 cent tax increase is going to be spent?
Yes. But it's not, we've had oversight committees before, but usually those are for specific bond measures. This oversight committee is for Measure I, and Measure I goes into the general fund. So we're actually going to have a whole new group of people with eyes on our general fund.
Okay. Yeah. So, eyes on I.
Eyes on I. another I is involvement, right? Last time we had a budget, like before council, like two people came to that meeting. So having another like group of people talking about and looking at our budget, I'm hoping for improved engagement and involvement in the budgeting process.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that not enough people are involved in knowing what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's invite everybody to come.
Exactly.
And find out what's going on.
Exactly. So we'll have two opportunities now. Of course, we'll have our regular city council meetings, but we're also going to have this oversight group. So there's going to be more ways for people to be involved in the budgeting process.
Wow, that sounds very interactive.
It is. But there are also reasons why we need the sales tax measure.
Tell me why.
It's a long story, but I'm going to start at the top.
Okay.
Right? So California has a cap on sales tax. Mm-hmm. It's 10%. There's other tax measures on the ballot this year. If enough measures come in that we reach 10% without getting a designated tax just for Escondido, we don't get pieces of those other taxes. Mm-hmm. This is our opportunity to have part of our sales tax come specifically for us.
So you're saying that at some point, our sales tax are going to reach a ceiling of 10% or 10 cents on the dollar.
We'll see how all the measures go. But if we reach that point, yes, then we cannot put anything else on the ballot.
So if we do not vote yes on I, We could be essentially paying this 1 cent tax, but it won't stay in Escondido. We're going to pay it to some other place or entity?
Yes. There's a few different entities that have the ability to tax us. Of course, there's our local city, but there's also the county, there's Sandag, Caltrans, the state. There's lots of different people who can bring taxes in. And we're not the only ones that vote on those. So this is our measure for our town, and it's our vote.
So if we vote yes on Measure I and it passes, then that 1 cent will stay in Escondido and it'll last for approximately 20 years. Mm-hmm. So that's about 20 years of almost, are they estimating $28 million a year for 20 years?
That's what they're estimating. But last year, our sales tax revenue was $38 million.
Okay.
We already get 1% of the 7.75, so now we'd be getting 2% of 8.75. So they're saying $28 million, but 38 plus 38 doesn't, you know, it's a little bit more. We'll see what actually happens.
Okay, great. So all these great things could happen if it passes. What's the other side of the coin?
Well, the other side of the coin is the reason why we need sales tax revenue. And there's a lot of different reasons, but the biggest is the CalPERS deficit. Have you talked about CalPERS on the show?
I haven't yet, and this is a great opportunity to.
Oh, it's such a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the CalPERS problem starts with a number, and that number is $250 billion.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's a lot of zeros.
That's so much money.
It's so much money. This is a statewide problem. It happened during the crash in 2008. Long story short, CalPERS is about 25% short on their pension obligations.
Mm.
So everybody who has a public employee, meaning anybody who has cops, firefighters, you know, city staff of any kind, all of those municipalities are getting a piece of that deficit.
Throughout California?
Throughout California.
Okay. Wow.
And so our piece comes in about 10 years ago, and we started making changes in Escondido.
Not so good changes?
Some of them were good.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them were great. Renegotiating contracts, getting solar on City Hall,
mm-hmm.
knock down that electric bill, like some streamlining. There's been some good things that they've worked on to try and reduce expenses, but a lot of them are not so good.
Mm.
Our city police force, 1990s staffing levels.
Oh my goodness.
That was 30 years ago.
Yes.
We've grown a little bit since then.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit, mm-hmm. Yes. So half of our ambulances are getting serviced from San Marcos.
Oh my.
Yeah. So you call 911, maybe you'll get one from Escondido, maybe you'll get one from San Marcos. Like, that's scary.
It is, especially if you live on the east side of Escondido.
Yeah. So other things we've renegotiated, we contracted out our library management. And we've gotten to the point now where we might not have a library anymore.
Hmm.
We might not have an arts center anymore. We might stop paying the Humane Society to pick up roadkill for us. Yeah.
Wow.
We've already cut the Humane Society's contract in half. We've cut the California Center for the Arts contract in half. We've cut the library's contract in half. We've done all of these cuts. Over 10 years, we've cut $50 million out of our budget.
Wow.
So the next step would be to close things. And in particular, the Arts Center is such a jewel. And for that to go out to an RFP and to be discussed as possibly closing has motivated a lot of people in this town to come forward and see what they can do to try and save that resource that we paid for and keep it in Escondido.
Mm. Now, tell me what an RFP means.
It's a request for proposals.
Mm. And where does this RFP go?
So I'm trying to think of a way I could explain it in a business acumen. Let's say you have a venue, and you're running your venue, and you decide, this is a lot of work. I'm going to see if any other business might want to come in and run this venue for me. right?
Mm-hmm.
So in our case, our city, when they did that, they put up a request for proposals on their website. It goes out to whoever is looking to do contract work with municipalities. And they come in and they say, okay, here's what we would do with your venue. And then they have to pick, you know, who do we think is the best manager?
Wow. Okay. That sounds very complicated.
It is complicated, but when we paid, did you know that the Center for the Arts was built with a tax measure?
I do.
Yeah. And so when we did that tax measure back in the 80s, we, the citizens of Escondido, decided that we wanted an arts center. And we created a whole redevelopment zone around the arts center. And for us to give up control of that, this taxpayer resource, this public facility, the center of our culture and our town, is just such a devastating idea.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that also leads me to a question. If we have to shut down the library and we have to shut down the art center.
And the senior center.
And the senior center. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. That sounds terrible.
Imagine this. We might have to shut down the parks.
That was what I was thinking about next. Where right. is everybody going to go and spend time and play soccer and baseball right. and so, softball?
So imagine that, right? So let's say the city shuts down the parks, right? You can't actually close a park. They're too big. So what you do is you stop sending your rangers there. You close the bathrooms. You stop trash pickup. All these little things that we spend money on doing, they stop spending that money. And these areas become just land open. Like, I feel like it would be a beacon for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a reduced police force. So it seems like we would be asking for problems.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, everybody would go elsewhere. And a lot of people already do go elsewhere. We want to make Escondido more attractive. You know, have more events here, more things to do, not less.
And you think that Yes on Measure I could help facilitate all these things and make things better?
I think that Escondido is only going to get as good as we, the people who live here, push for it. Just passing this measure helps. It helps a lot. Because without this money, we don't have the money to spend. But how it gets spent is a crucial part of this conversation.
Yes, I think all the details are very important.
Yes. And for me, we have, obviously, we have our deficit that we need to attend to first, right? Also, and then the question becomes, where do we put the funds? Do we try to bring police levels up first? Do we try to invest in the culture, like in cultural activities first? Do we want to maybe set some money aside so that we don't get in this problem again?
Mm-hmm.
So the Citizens Oversight Committee is going to have their work cut out for them. And how good of a job they do is only going to be determined by how many people are coming and contributing to that process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is such great information, and so many people need to know what's really going on and how we can help make things better. This boils down to quality of life for Escondido. And you and I have been here, I've been here practically my whole life. You've been here for generations. And we want our community to thrive. And when we come together and we are informed and we have all of the information to make the right decisions for us, that's when we are stronger.
Absolutely. We work better when we work together and we know what we're doing. Just having just the information out there so that you know that there's a measure, like a measure you can be a part of, a movement that you can be a part of, a meeting that you can attend. Like, the more hands on deck, the better we are going to run the ship.
100%. If there was one thing that you could say to our community, what would that sound like? What would you ask them? What would you tell them?
That's a hard question.
Yeah. Just it's hard to boil it down to one.
I would say, if you can, please make the time to get involved.
Where would they get more information to get involved?
Well, they can come to our website for more information on the Measure I. It's escondidocitizens.org. We have a Facebook page. They can reach out to us. DMs are open. So awesome. Cool. They're welcome to talk to us. Also, you know, come to the council meetings. You'll meet us there. We're also going to be at the street fair this Saturday. And we hope to go to the Elote Night Market maybe on Friday. So we're out and about. We're going out to talk in groups. But our best way to get directly in touch, Facebook or the website.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time and taking the moments to explain what's happening from your perspective. It's really important. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes on I, investing in Escondido's future. This year, Escondido residents have a question to answer. What kind of community do you want Escondido to be? Measure I is a bipartisan effort led by community members, not politicians. It will add a 1 penny sales tax on every dollar spent in Escondido. The measure would generate about $28 million every year. This money could fund critical priorities like addressing homelessness, improving local streets, sidewalks, and infrastructure, providing police, firefighters, dispatchers, and paramedics resources to protect public safety, and keeping our city safe. The city of Escondido is facing a financial crisis. In spite of a decade of service cuts, city revenue has not been able to keep up the pace with growing costs. If we don't pass Measure I, the city will have no choice but to cut services like the library and the Center for the Arts, parks and recreations, senior services, and the Escondido Police and Fire Departments. Oversight and accountability is at the heart of Measure I. The measure will sunset after 20 years and includes a citizens' oversight committee to ensure new revenue is spent appropriately. Essential goods like groceries and medication are exempt from this tax. Bring much-needed funding to Escondido, 1 penny at a time. Vote yes on Measure I. For more information, visit escondidocitizens.org.